19th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Jeff Wilson. Senate Democrats pushed through a proposal to eliminate voters' ability to give their opinion on legislative tax increases with advisory votes. What are your thoughts?
We sent a very clear message to the voters that we're going to demonstrate government arrogance at its worst by excluding the voice of the voters going forward.
You attempted to add an amendment that would have given voters the choice to either keep or do away with advisory votes, but Democrats wouldn't accept it. Talk more about that.
Really take this back in front of the voters through a referendum. After all, it was the voters that brought this to us nearly 16 years ago through an initiative process. The very least we could do is stay connected to the voters and offer them a chance to put this down or continue on.
Speaking of voting, a Democrat measure that would require people to vote made it out of committee and could be headed to the Senate floor?
Compulsory voting came in under the title Universal Civic Duty, which there's no duty when you're forced to comply. This was a prime example of us going backwards on a constitutional republic as we head towards countries, say, like North Korea would act. This is a bad form of government, not representing the people, and most of all, it disrespects your First Amendment, right? And this has all been supported by the Supreme Court decision from 1977 on compulsory speaking. Our First Amendment gives us the right to speak or to not speak. And this does apply to voting. You do have the right to vote, and you should vote. We encourage that. But to have any form of discipline or the threat of a consequence in any way if you do not choose to vote, there's where we run afoul of our Constitution.
Bills you're sponsoring are moving along, thanks in large part, I would guess, to your ability to work with the other side of the aisle, right?
I'm proud to say this year I have produced a number of bills that are not only good for my district, but statewide as well. This takes working with the majority party, and I've been very successful to get hearings. But hearings isn't the finish line. The finish line is on the floor, concurrence, and then off to the governor. That's what we ultimately seek.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.